Seriously Social News, your weekly news roundup on all that's new in the world of social media, the internet and technology.
Welcome to Seriously Social News for Friday the 28th of December 2012. If you have been using Facebook for a long time, it's no doubt you'll have heard of the poke feature, which is a way to give one of your friends a bit of a nudge. In September this year, Facebook updated pokes to update in real time, meaning it was now possible to poke back the friend who poked you instantly. Despite not exactly being a high productivity tool, the Facebook poke feature still seems to be used by millions of loyal Facebook users. However, Facebook founder Mark Zuckerberg has been working on an enhanced poke app to make your poking experience complete. The new Poke iPhone app is now available from the Apple App Store and enables you to send private messages that expire after 1, 3, 5, or 10 seconds. The message can be text, an image, or a video. The app, which took around 12 days to build, quickly reached the number one spot of the Apple App Store, but made a fairly dramatic fall to 30th and beyond soon after.
IAG.me.
Facebook's privacy settings have been under fire again this week after the sister of Facebook CEO, Mark Zuckerberg, criticised the sharing of one of her Facebook photos that she thought was private. Randi Zuckerberg posted a photo on Facebook showing her family's reaction to the new Facebook Poke app. Kali Schweitzer from Vox Media was following Randi Zuckerberg's public posts as a subscriber, but she was still able to see the photo despite not being her friend on Facebook. Assuming the photo was for public consumption, Kali Schweitzer posted the photo on Twitter, mentioning Randi Zuckerberg. Randi replied to the tweet saying, "Not sure where you got this photo. I posted it to friends only on Facebook. You reposting it to Twitter is way uncool." Kali Schweitzer replied saying, "I'm just your subscriber and this was top of my newsfeed. Genuinely sorry, but it came up in my feed and seemed public." Despite reports to the contrary, this was not a privacy breach by Facebook. Randi was caught out by Facebook's rather complicated privacy settings. When you post to your friends, only your Facebook friends will be able to see the post. However, if you tag someone in the post, not only your friends will be able to see this, but also the friends of the person you tagged. It came to light that Kali Schweitzer was friends with Randi's sister on Facebook, and since Randi's sister was tagged in the post, Kali was able to view the photo despite it being posted only to Randi's friends. Randi Zuckerberg did reply saying, "I think you saw it because you're friends with my sister, tagged. Thanks for the apology. I'm just sensitive to private photos becoming news." She also said, "Digital etiquette. Always ask permission before posting a friend's photo publicly. It's not about privacy settings, it's about human decency." What do you think? As always, do let us know.
Seriously Social.
If you want to send some Happy New Year messages to your friends on Facebook at the very moment 2012 becomes 2013, then you may be interested in a special midnight message delivery service from Facebook. It's often the case that mobile phone networks are unable to cope with the spike in the number of calls and text messages that occur shortly after the little and big hands strike midnight at the start of the new year. Sending a scheduled message via Facebook may be one way to send New Year messages if your mobile network is struggling, and particularly useful if on New Year's Eve you would prefer to stay in bed.
Socially awesome.
In a bid thought by many as a way of competing with Instagram, photo sharing app Flickr is offering free pro accounts for 3 months. The good news is that both new and existing Flickr users are eligible. The Pro account gives unlimited uploads and the ability to download the original image or higher resolution formats. The Pro account usually costs just under $25 per year, and users can claim the free gift either by using one of the Flickr mobile apps or by clicking on the banner on the desktop website. This comes shortly after Flickr made an overhaul of their iPhone app. It seems after years of neglect, Yahoo-owned Flickr are raising their sights and making some very welcome improvements.
Seriously Social News.
And finally, the world's longest high-speed rail line was officially launched this Wednesday in China. The line covers the huge distance of around 1,428 miles from Beijing to the southern economic hub of Guangzhou. Previously, this journey would have taken around 20 hours, but with the famous bullet train averaging speeds of 186 miles per hour, the journey is now slashed to only 8 hours.
You've been listening to Seriously Social News from Ian Anderson Gray.
You can follow Ian on Twitter at iag.me
and on Facebook at facebook.com/iag.me. For all the latest, check out Ian's blog at www.iag.me.
IAG.me. Seriously Social.
Socially awesome.